Hey John, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff.
Hi Pete.
Hi. So is there any kind of update you can give me on gathering that paperwork together?
Yeah, I'm ready, but the thing is, again, you got too late already. I got one company, they changed the fund to me already.
Okay, but I thought you were signing the documents with Gary and sending them back to me.
Yeah, he signed me already. He signed everything. But again, the last thing you got to ask, I'm so busy that one guy that offered me.
Who offered you?
Forward.
Forward just did a renewal with you?
Yeah, just only like 2 hours.
We were there, Gary, John, we were there. All we needed was the signed documents back and that payoff letter.
Yeah, you need me like Heartland.
I needed merchant statements and a bank statement month to date and the payoff letter from Forward, and they wouldn't give it to you.
Yeah, that's what it's, you know, we do have the deck mile. Forward, they don't care about deck mile, they just care about it yourself.
Well, they don't care because they have your bank statements already, which is all we needed.
Yeah, they never asked me to hurt them either. They got my bank statement, that's what exactly I send it over for you more than that. They don't ask me the K-1 thing too, you know, and then...
That's because they already have it, John. They already had it from your first deal, which I was trying to do for you. Once you get the paperwork in, then next time, I don't need anything from you. That's what they are at. They're at that stage with you. We could get you a better deal, but you don't want to do that first step with getting me the paperwork.
They charged me $1,800 for possession fee. They charged me only $300. They gave
for
me $100,000.
For how much?
22% or something for interest or whatever it is. That I paid like 8 months for 1,100 something. And they say 2 hours to change the fund. So I got no choice with that. And I got this weekend I go in China again. So I don't have too much time for my customer, for everyone too.
I'll put that all together in an email.
One, you can, if you don't have demand for payment for pay off the forward financial, yeah, if you're okay with that, yeah, I pay off the deck mount, the deck loan if you want to give me a loan.
Yeah, you know what?
When I go back here, I send everything for you. But
yes.
When I come back a week later on, if you want to do that, yeah, I can cycle.
Perfect,
you.
Perfect. So send me the information that we're gonna
I can send for you right now everything ready, everything your case is ready, except the bank statement from merchant from Holland. Yeah,
all right.
Go with I told to my accountant can email for you or I just wrap it and pass it over for you. But if you don't demand for pay up the forward financial, it means I just got the deal. Give me all the things that I can pay off the deck now. I think by the time I come back from overseas from China, yeah, deck now is done too. The on deck.
On deck should be done.
Yeah. We got a couple, maybe a week or 10 more days, and we done with the on deck. I can redo like $40,000.
All right.
Them, no need to say everything. Just click it, and then they send for.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing we can do with you, John, because you can't fill out the paperwork correctly. So I think what we're just going to do is do a second position next time. We're not going to pay anybody off. We're just going to get you a $40,000 loan on the side, and you can do whatever you want with it.
Okay, Peter.
All right. When do you come back from China? When do you come back from China?
I leave it Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back maybe the end of the weekend too, on Sunday, if nothing, if every deal over there is okay. And then I come back maybe sooner than too. So you want I fight over the paper?
Yeah, send me what you got right now and we'll get started on the next deal.
Got you.
Perfect. Thank you, John.
All right.
Take care.